Okay, never mind.
I don't have to record who you are. Who you are. Come in the front of the store so I will see you. Don't talk in fucking bullshit on the phone. Come in the store so I will see you how fucking you are. Who you are.
I'm from corporate.
What corporate?
Please don't.
What corporate you are in?
Me on the phone.
No, you called up to be a prank, and you called up for harassment, and you called up to be filthy. You know exactly where you called, and I told you that this phone, the cops are on this phone. I told you when you first started talking that you had the wrong number. So don't play your bullshit onto me and get off the damn phone.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Motherfucking prick!
This is Emergency Madhouse, Madhouse Under Siege. Good evening, everybody.
What happened?
We're on the verge of being canceled again. RBCP threatening to cancel us over the weekend. And we ask you, everybody, to please send your email to RBCP at phonelosers.org and ask them to please not cancel Madhouse Radio. Do not stop subsidizing our fellowship. Please, for the love of God. Everyone, this is Carlito. I'm your host. And tonight we're going to be talking about things and making prank calls. All right. Lots of losers in here. Milkman's here. Hi, Milkman. How you doing, Milkman? How to do? Have mercy on us all.
It's a better place with the madness.
Oh God, yes it is, Milkman. Yes it is. Our website, of course, is madhouselive.com. Once again, madhouselive.com. That's my website. Woohoo! Big deal. There's a lot of shit there. Check it out. Prank calls, etc., etc. It's just like that. It's like who? Hey. Who? Hey. Just like that. Got a new mouth line, don't you know? It's 405-39-MOUTH. That's 405-396-6885. That's the number you can call if you want to join us here tonight, Milkman. And Milkman, you're the one that's supposed to give out the toll-free line. You got to learn that, man. Milkman, give us a good old... Give us a
gold star.
You got a gold star. Yeah? Good. Why'd you get a gold star? For what?
Because I know it's the old number.
Wow, fuck that. 888-278-8509. Milkman, give out a good...
You can't give a gold star to yourself.
Give out a number. Yeah, you can't get it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Milkman, that's treason. Giving out the gold stars. Only Carlito can handle a lot of gold star karma. That's high treason. You get negative 20 gold stars if you do that. You won't get gold stars for a month.
Help me, Kokanee.
You'll get suspended. Kokanee's on suspension almost. He's on final warning.
Kokanee ain't gonna help you.
Purple Fire saying Carlito. Yeah. Carlito, Purple Fire says. Well, to you I say Purple Fire. All right. No Lonesome Loser yet, but we got numbers we can pull out of the old Rolodex. We got some submissions here from earlier. May as well. I don't know if I'm going to wear my captain's hat all night. I'm very tired. Had a very rough week. And it only gets harder tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff.
Is it going to be captain heads off or the Hawaiian shirt off?
Hey, look, I am in full captain regalia.
Come off first.
Oh, no, I got to take my captain hat off. I got a bit of a headache tonight.
Just make sure you leave your pants on.
Hi.
Oh, no, pants stay on all the time. I got a small cock. What are you talking about? Yeah, please. Yeah, dude. I hug the urinal while I'm using it. Someone else comes in the bathroom. I don't want anybody to look. Scared. Alright. Cactus Indianapolis. Send in a request here. Last week? Was it last week, Mr. Cactus Indianapolis? Let me know. I'll have to look in. I got all those here still. Milkman, I got a new wireless router and I put a DDWRT. I don't know if you know what that is, man, but it's like a firmware you can get. An open source firmware. I guess it's open source. And it gives you a lot of options. Tomato I thought about, but I decided to go with DDWRT for now. I might do tomato at a later date.
It's a better one than tomato, I think.
Oh, is it better than tomato? Cool. Dude, it's full of options, man.
So.
Dude, I was telnetting today from work over to my router, and I opened up a tunnel, an SSH tunnel, and I was surfing the web. And I was using my internet connection at home at work, so they couldn't see what sites I was going. I was getting around the corporate firewall and everything, man. It was pretty cool. I was like, hey,
cool.
Yeah, it's cool shit, dude. You can do wake up on LAN. You can make your PCs wake up via the LAN. You can turn them on.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit you can do. I recommend that, folks. Go to that. Look up DDWRT if you don't know what I'm talking about. You got a wireless router. If it's new enough, it might be able to run it, or a version of it. They have a whole list of all the routers that are compatible with it, instructions on how to put it on there, what to do.
The newest ones are updated right away.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Milkman is old, Nunu's pointing out. I'm surprised you know about tomato and all that stuff, Milkman. I'm surprised you know about wireless internet.
That's right. I just started those computers here.
Yeah.
Because I'm still using the coconut network.
The coconut network, holy shit, don't bring nightmares of the past of our show and what it used to be. The great institution of Madhouse. Yeah, alright, I'm bullshitting too much. Just let me pull up the Lonesome Loser logs here. You just disconnect for like 10 minutes and come back 10 minutes later. What was it you were getting? It was wireless DSL, wasn't it? Like DSL from a tower that they were beaming wirelessly to people out in the mountains.
Right, WDSL.
WDSL. My God, I must have been slow as shit. You must have the worst upload.
Oh, I didn't even break 100.
Mikey 129 bringing up Skynet 360. Yeah, those guys are a hoot. And hey, thanks for reminding me. You fuck. Because this week I said I was gonna call and be serious and get them to call me back and then fuck with them. I'm going to put in the serious report. Unless they're one of those companies I won't ever call back if you leave a message. You know there's companies like that that take a message late at night and you're never going to get a call back. Lazy people, lazy techs. I'm not like that. I call all my customers back, Milkman. Whenever I say I'm going to call a customer back, I call them back at that time. I set reminder and outlook and everything. It comes up and goes, beep, beep, beep. And it says, call now. And I call. Excuse me. We got a Negro, according to Jay Shaw. He was attempting to call KDK's neighbors and call this fellow. Ended up calling him back several times. Not confirmed, but same time last week, apparently. As a neighbor of KDK's was African-American. Where does KDK live? In some kind of condos? Or is it an apartment complex?
Apartment complex
in Alright, but tell me what's... So when it began with KDK, I thought he said he owned a restaurant at first, and then it ended up that he worked at a restaurant, and then ended up being that he was unemployed.
He makes pizzas.
What does he do? What is KDK's job? Like
he was a millionaire at one time.
Uh-huh. He was.
You know, he says a bunch of shit.
He makes pizzas.
He says stuff on this.
Yeah.
He said he's a gourmet pizza maker.
At one point.
Well, he probably got a few $1,000 when his dad passed from selling some stock and the house, and he probably blew it all probably pretty quick, right? Didn't he quit his job and everything? Didn't he say, oh, I'm going to quit my... He quit his job. Well, at least he said he did. I don't know what his deal is.
Making gourmet pizzas, from Chef Boyardee, I mean, how much you're going to make anyway?
Jesus. All right, well, let's call this African-American gentleman who knows Kay.
Dinner, please.
Depot dinner. Man, you lost me. Bostwick Arms is the name of the place? Jeez.
Depot Diner.
Thank you for that. Thanks, Milkman. Milkman gets a gold star. You know, I said I wasn't going to give out gold stars this early, but Milkman, you get a gold star.
I can't even see the chat.
Dude, I'm not...
Tug, or shall we say, hook?
Tug.
This is all kinds of weird shit.
Tug.
Shit out of the fucking nowhere, so.
You eat a lot of weird shit. We eat lamb's blood, talk. Hey, Lonesome Losers here. Everyone give him attention.
No answer there, unfortunately. That's not going to fall. Guys, I went to the, I went to the shopping plaza by my work, and I bought the real hardcore incense, the Indian kind, the Nag Champa. I mean, the one that comes in that box. No, it's got, like, fucking cryptic, you know, it's got all, like, the fucking shit, the Kama Sutra-looking stuff on the front of the box, man. You know, it's like a... Yeah, dude, it's got some strong incense. I'm burning, I usually burn incense. It's nothing weak. It's not like this American incense, man. This shit will fucking put a hurting on you. It's like a fucking bomb in the whole house. Off the Indian people's incense. The hardcore Indian incense. What? Wow. All right, Depot Diner. We know we fuck with these people a lot. I don't think they like me there. Yeah, true. You got to be careful. Don't mix your incenses. That's right. Good point, Milkman. And don't burn incense more than every other day.
You get your pre come out of the way because the inches in your ass can make a slippery mess.
Ugh. Hello?
No answer to the deep runner. Hello? You know what I just realized? I said I was going to buy a pop filter over the weekend. I never bought that goddamn pop filter.
Smoking that stuff, man.
Okay. Smoking the incense? Inhaling it? Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
The pop
filter, you
can't
dummy.
Just make a filter?
With some pantyhose or something? I don't have any pantyhose. I'm a man. Kokanee, you might.
Yeah, just make one.
You might.
Kodanger.
Send me some of your pantyhose, Kokanee.
Hello.
A sock.
Hey. I want to make a call. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You got a type of business you prefer, or what? Or just anything?
Good, sorry, what? I was listening to the show while I was doing it, so I...
People make that mistake a lot. Yeah, don't do that. You know how they say, turn your radio down, all that bull fucking shit.
I'm sorry, I'm retarded.
That's okay, man. Don't be retarded. So tell me, look, you got a preference of a type of business, a type of restaurant? 11. Look, I'm sure we do.
If you don't have one, I could send you one, but...
Let's see here. No, sure I do. I'm sure I do. Milkman, we have a 7-Eleven here. I'm looking in the records. Don't worry, kid. Fuck, I just typed in the fucking thing instead of searching for it. Why are you breathing in the phone like that? You alright, man? You sound like Jack Masterson.
Actually, I wasn't breathing at all, but...
I don't know, you sound like those Jeep kids. We had these kids used to call in as prepubescent kids, and they used to blow with their nostrils into the phone all the time. Milkman, we don't have a 7-Eleven. What the fuck? Are you making me look like an asshole? That's why I'm looking at the wrong fucking log. Hang on, kid. You see, you made a mistake, I made a mistake. I'm looking here. Give me a second. Where'd you hear about the show?
I heard about it from RBCP.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's trying to cancel us, you know.
He better not.
Yeah, he's working on it. RBCP's trying to cancel the show. He's trying to pull our fucking charter and everything, man. Milkman, we don't have a 7-Eleven for this kid, goddammit.
We have a charter?
If you really want me to, I'll send you one in through Facebook.
Got a charter bus.
You got a charter bus.
The short bus.
The charter bus. Now, what's your screen name there, buddy?
It is Chris 2.
Chris 2, are you work on that? And I got a convenience store in the meantime. It's not a 7-Eleven, but this place is called Jackass.
Okay.
They're in Colorado, all right? Jackass Cafe and Convenience Store. Good friends of the show.
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere. Everybody, this white kid's going to do a prank call. Hang on.
Hello? say I was calling?
The Jackass Cafe.
How dare you use one of those words with me? How are you calling me a jackass?
No.
Well, why'd you say that word on the phone with me? I'm a little kid, man. Okay, well, I'm calling here to make a complaint.
Okay, hold on just a second.
You just got really quiet. Why'd you do that? What? Oh, my God.
It's not so strange.
Okay, what's your complaint?
Okay, well, I was in there, and, you know, I needed to go to the bathroom, like all humans do, and, I went in there, and I saw some white boy jerking off in the bathroom, into the freaking toilet. I don't know what this is, but, this is very offensive. Wow.
Do your
employees usually do this, or... Do you guys get off on other people getting off in the bathrooms? I mean...
I don't, but I'll let the owner know. I'm going to have to... You'll have to call back and talk to the owner during the day.
Seriously, gross.
It was all over...
Man, I'm 13, man. This is sick. I didn't even know penis could do that.
Okay, well, call back when the owner's here during the day. Sorry.
Well, you know what? God.
Don't worry, kid. I'll call him back. I'm going to complain big time on them. Big time. They're in big trouble.
Okay, you...
I got your back.
Was that funny?
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. Not bad.
Okay, good.
It wasn't bad. We've had a lot worse from white kids. Huh?
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages.
All right, hang on. I got him back already. Son of a bitch. We got a Rosati's Pizza. Rosati's Pizza. You're not the one that sent that, is it?
I'm to listen to your messages. I'm sorry,
you
I didn't recognize your
number.
To listen to your messages, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers, please... This
Hello?
Is not a valid number. Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages. To listen
Hello?
To your messages, press 1. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial... A free call.
Oh, you're saying you're taking this or am I? Boss man.
Jackass.
Yeah, listen, is this the manager?
This isn't the manager.
My son was just calling over there because he was making a complaint about something that happened when we're in there eating. I understand he was hung up on by some woman over there who refused to put the manager on, so who's in charge?
We're just there. Well, it must not have been when I was here.
I don't remember
anybody said.
Where's the over there messing up on the phone?
Excuse me?
Where's the white lady who was over there just making trouble on the phone over there, hanging up the phone on my son who was making a complaint?
I'm not sure if I know. How long ago was this?
Listen, the first thing you need to do, I need you to turn that TV down for me, all right, buddy?
So what's going on?
Well, turn the TV down first. I'll let you know.
I'm talking to you. What's going on?
No, I can't hear you. The TV's too loud.
Hold on a second.
All right.
My phone's dying, so if I get cut off...
You're an asshole. I got it.
Okay.
No, you're all right, buddy. Thanks for calling if it doesn't
die. That means a lot, Carlito.
No problem, buddy.
It means a lot to me.
I think I just started a fire. I didn't, it's alright. Just burning some plastic over here.
Hey, can I have you hold on one second?
Hey, what's your handle, man?
What?
What's your handle, bro? What's the big deal?
I got customers here. I'm trying to take care of them.
Well, put me through to management, sir.
There's no management here.
Who runs the show? Give me a phone number.
I can't give out a phone number. You have to come in and between 7 and 3.
This is going to get taken care of now. This is going to be trouble for you, and I'm holding you responsible. You're answering the phone. You must be in charge.
Well, all I can say is you need to talk to management in the morning.
Listen, what's your name?
That's when they're here.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Steve. What's yours?
This is Valente. You got your papers on you?
Huh?
You got your papers on you?
My papers?
I want you to present. I'm coming down right now. What time are you leaving? I want to make sure I'm there before you leave.
I leave at 11. Come on down.
Well, I'm going to be down there right now. And I want your papers in order. You understand, boy? I want them all under I want all your papers under order. And I want copies of your papers, your personal papers.
Okay.
What's the numbers on your papers? Because I want to start checking it out right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You got your license number?
What's that have to do with anything?
I'm running your license number right now. Well, I'm writing you up. I need this information. I'm going to come down and want photocopies of it.
I ain't giving you any information over the phone, bud. It ain't happening.
So then you're just refusing. Refusing outright to take responsibility for what you've done.
It wasn't me. Am I a female?
Listen. It's going to be worse for you if you just come, be honest, tell me now who it was, you tell me who the woman was, you put her on the phone, and I don't involve you in anything, I'll talk to the DA, everything's going to be cool. What is that kid, fucking stupid or something? What, are you fucking stupid? You stupid fucking kid? What's your fucking problem, you fucking ass? You fucking horse's ass? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my god. How do you know?
God, fuck you. Fucking that's why I don't like putting white kids on the phone. This is stupid. Fucking retard, fucking moron. Fucking mouth-breathing stupid.
Well, anyway, I guess moving right along here.
This fucking maniac kid. That kid's a fucking maniac. He's gonna grow up to be a fucking maniac or something. He's got fucking problems. My kid just goes fucking berserk and starts hitting buttons on the phone like a fucking moron. Jesus. What the fuck is wrong with them? Rosati's Pizza. Rosati Pizza. I got a bunch of pizzas. Well, it's the same number that fucking... Okay, it's Rosati's. Alright. Make up your mind, sir, who's sending it in. Mr. Anonymous.
Hey, Lifey. Hey, lifers.
Life-like. We got numbers from Lonesome Loser also. Fucking kid. That was kind of funny. I don't get mad. I don't care. I got all upset on the air just to fuck around. But it's funny.
Thank you for calling. Is that a fee to help you?
Oh, that's very funny, sir. Who's in charge over there? I don't find it funny. In the way you're answering the phone, the way you're acting about the whole situation.
I'm sorry?
There's a rude, crass man over there showing his parts to people. And I made a complaint and someone already hung up on me when I did. I want names and I want numbers. I want your badge numbers and everything.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, his name is Abir.
Abir.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this a lot? Taking off his clothes? I have children with me in their establishment, and the next thing I know, there's a man with his... showing his things and pulling out, showing his underwear and everything. His pants down, showing his underwears.
Oh, really?
What's his name?
I don't think he can do that. He's the owner, actually. He's a manager. I don't think it's a lie.
Well, no, you told me that, so I asked you who it was, and you said that's who it was. You gave me some name, Fabian.
Well, you asked me who's the owner. I gave you the name of the owner.
Now, put him on the phone.
He's not right now.
Put him on the goddamn phone.
He's not here right now.
Close the goddamn door.
Huh?
Close the door.
What door?
Close the door, right? That door right there, that ding you just heard. I want you to close it.
What?
Answer that ding.
What?
Go answer that ding.
What ding?
The ding I heard back there.
How about you come in and talk to me?
No, what does that ding mean?
No, you come in and talk to me right now.
Stop saying the same thing, moron, and just answer me with the question about what the ding means.
Okay. You come in and talk to me.
Talk to me, talk to me. Say it again, stupid, you fucking monkey. Repeat it again. Stupid. There you go. I think, what do you call me, fucking bitch there in the background? Oh, man. Right, we got a lot of numbers from Lonesome Loser here. We got the Blue Ox East Restaurant, Randy's Donuts. They got a shitty cam there. Cock of the Walk Restaurant, Gangsta Subs, Wanker's Country Store, and the Foggy Hollow Farm. Wow. Listen to all that. God damn it. I'm laughing now about that crazy fucking kid. He just starts hitting buttons. What's wrong with you? Fucking maniac. The kid's a fucking maniac, man. No, he's not retarded. He just had some fucking problem with his fluids or something, man. That's why kids are like that. They got imbalances, chemical imbalances. God, man, what's that about, too? Fucking breathing too much. Let's get some fucking ads up then tonight. Craigslist. Let's get one or two up. That'd be good. Who's good at that? That one guy in here is good at that. Let me know about that. Let's do that. I'm going to step away for a little bit here.
I don't see him in here.
Yeah. Craigslist guy? Not here? Oh, shit. All right. Well. What can you do? Be right back in a minute. Thank you. Maybe. Bastard.
Shut up. Shut up. Mushi Mushi. Hi, are you an American English speaker?
Yes, this is Nuclear Endeavor. How may I help you?
Oh, this is Vagina Jones. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Do you remember Vagina Jones?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember me? I'm Vagina Jones.
Mr. Vagina Jones?
Yeah, you remember me?
I'm sorry. How do you spell your name?
Vagina, V-A-G-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S?
Vagina Jones.
V-A-G-I-N-A?
Yes. You remember we talked a few we talked a few months ago. Remember I came in? You remember that?
I'm sorry, do you remember who did you talk to?
I talked to you. You're the English speaker, right?
There's many English speakers here.
Well, I'm looking. There was a beautiful lady that I talked to, and I...
Uh-huh.
Do you know what oral sex is? Do you know what that is?
I'm sorry, like, do you remember, like, how do she look like?
Well, you remember, if it was me, I mean, if you got oral sex from me, you remember what I was like. What do you mean, what does she look like? She looks like you all look the same. Squinty eyes, yellow skin, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Because you're Japanese, so, like, all of us look like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love you girls, though.
Thank you very much.
So was it you, the girl that I went down on?
I'm sorry?
Are you the girl that I went down on last time?
I'm sorry, is that call for the reservation?
Well, yeah, but I wanted to make reservations, but I wanted to make sure that I could see you again. It was a woman I went down, I performed oral sex on a woman there. And I'm wondering if...
Just a moment, please, sir.
Okay.
May I press your hold?
I suppose so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Mushi Mushi.
Yes, hello, sir. Philip speaking. I'm the manager of the restaurant. How can I help you?
I want to talk to the woman.
Well, I can help you, sir.
No.
She didn't understand what... She didn't get what you want.
Well, I performed oral sex on a woman there a few months ago who worked there, and I was trying to meet up with her again.
What?
I performed oral sex on a woman who works there who took my reservation a few months ago. and I was back in Tokyo, and I wanted to meet up with her again for more oral sex.
I don't think you are in the right place, sir.
No, this is the New York the New York Grill in Tokyo, right?
Yes. Do you have the name of the girl?
Well, I mean, I don't remember her name. She was a Japanese girl. Do you have any... Is she there?
I don't think so. If you don't have the name, sir, I cannot give you the girl.
Well, do you know who the girl is that lets guys perform oral sex on her there a lot?
All right.
I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot...
So taking a look here. We got people working on Atlanta for Craigslist. Memphis here. Interesting. All right, look. A friend of ours, Athena, was just hanging out with her earlier today. I'm usually the go-to techie guy in our social circles. I said no to Dobby's meds. No, he did not get his meds. The cat did not get his meds. Anyway, she bought one of those knockoff iPhones. I don't even know what they're called. They're like an imitation of the iPhone, Chinese version. You know what I'm talking about? I don't really know what it's called. Is it the K-phone, something like that? I got one here, dude. Look, it's fucking, it is such a fucking blatant ripoff. Anyway, she bought it for, like, really cheap and got it and says she can't do half the stuff with it, that it's, like, it's all in Chinese, and she wanted me to take a look at it. So I got something to play with here now. I can't believe how... It literally comes in an iPhone box. It's an iPhone. It's a fake-looking iPhone box that you would buy an iPhone in. And the back of it, instead of iPhone, it just says phone. But everything else is the same. 32 gigabytes says on it. I don't even know if it's really got 32 gigs in it or not. This is crazy. How do you turn this on? How do you turn on an iPhone? You hold on the little fucking button in the middle? Anybody know? No, it doesn't do it. Button, huh?
You just put your finger and draw on a circle around that little circle thing.
No. There is no circle thing. What's this? It's a fucking piece of shit.
I just thought maybe if you did that long enough, you get excited.
It'll do something. What? Like, it's got something coming out of it. It's got a stylus. What the fuck? Look at this.
Your shirt, man.
This thing has a stylus. What? You gotta be kidding me. It's an iPhone with a stylus. Oh, man. That's bad. Wow. Well I'll figure out how to turn this on later. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Give yourself a shot with that, dude.
Yeah, she's very unhappy with it. She says she can't find the person that she bought it from on eBay. And I was like, yeah, you think? She's like, yeah, the person won't respond who sold it on eBay. They were a power seller. I don't get it. I'm like, you're a little too naive there, young lady. All right, so that's the A phone or the K phone or the J phone or whatever it is. If anybody has any information on it. I read a review on Zolar came to me once. He's like, hey, yo, I'm Zolar. Anyway, he said he had a kid. One of his kids wanted an iPhone, and he was trying to buy him that instead. And he asked me if it was a big difference. Like, yeah, it's a pretty big difference. Pretty big difference, buddy. Okay, anyway. All right, so we got a Craigslist ad place in Memphis. Make sure you're using the right fucking number now. We got that new number. 405-39-MOUTH. Cheerwine? They got Cheerwine at Wendy's now? They don't have Cheerwine at Wendy's. If they have Cheerwine at Wendy's, I'm not getting it. I have the Diet Coke machine. And they got Diet Cola Champagne. Cheerwine is good. I've had it before. They get it in... He's saying in South Carolina they carried it at Wendy's. That's awesome. They started... I wish they carried something like that over here. Some, Hey, what's the Puerto Rican one that's coconut?
MSG3 Clay would be able to verify that.
What's that clear coconut soda, man? You know what I'm talking about, Milkman. The one they sell in the Caribbean from Puerto Rico. Coco Rico, that's what it is. I don't know if they had it in the Virgin Islands. They got it all over the States.
I've never heard that, dude. I've had a lot of them, but that's not one of them I had.
Oh, Coco Rico's good, man. You gotta try it sometime. Yo, Zolar's here. Yo, Zolar. Yo, I'm Zolar.
You call it carbonated coconut drink?
It's like carbonated sweetened coconut water. It's really fucking good, man. I'm telling you, even the diet version is good. The regular version is even fucking better. I used to drink it when I was a kid. Now I'm diabetic. That's probably what did it.
What would you mix with that? Vodka or what?
No, you just drink it on its own, but I guess you could mix it with rum. I think they do mix it with rum. Rum, right? Yeah, you can mix Coco Rico Oz, I don't know if you can find it up there. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans here in the States. I don't know if there's a lot of PRs over there in Canada.
You probably can find it up here in New York. No, I've never heard of anything like that whatsoever.
Okay. I can do that now, as a matter of fact. Close the door and I got it. I put in that new router, remember I was telling you guys, and the Wi-Fi. I haven't gotten around to all the PCs yet. And Athena has to go on her Facebook and feed her farm animals and all this, her fake virtual farm animals and whatnot. So let me play a prank here while I go, and I promise when I come back we're going to get into, you know, real fucking prank call mode here. No, fucking slacking. My back is killing me again. Bad back again. I'm going to take something from my back tonight, I think.
Like your shirt, dude.
Yeah, you like it? Thanks. Yeah, about in the Virgin Islands.
Right,
I'll be back as soon as I can. Sorry, guys.
I was about to go back to sleep.
I've got a question for you. This is Todd. Could you come get me out of jail?
This is who?
This is Todd. Come get me out of jail. you know Chris, come on. What's happened is they picked me up for indecent exposure. Chris Genials.
Nope.
No, he gave me your number to call. But no, what happened was that
which Rachel do you think you're speaking to?
This is Rachel Wise.
Yeah, there's only like a very limited number of people with this number. None of people call Chris.
No, Chris told me to call you.
But
anyway, here's what happened. I don't know why they did this. I was urinating in public. Alright, I was behind a building and this lady screamed. I couldn't believe what she was doing. She thought she was screaming as loud as she could. And, I wanted to hit her.
Are you aware it's the middle of the night?
I know it is. That's what... Chris told me to call you when I called him. They gave me two calls. But he told me to call you. He said, you can't... Come on. Stop playing with me, Rachel. You know who this is.
No, I haven't got the
money. Yes, it is. I've got the money. I just need you to come sign the papers up here.
Please don't phone me.
No, Rachel, don't get all freaked out, all right? You know. Rachel, please just come sign the papers and get me out of jail. I don't know how much longer I'm standing here. There's some guys looking at my butt. They said my mom's looking really nice to them. I don't want to be butt raped tonight. Please, just come get me out of jail. It won't take you... What?
Which jail? Wait.
I'm right by you. I'm right down the... I'm probably about two miles from your house.
How would you know that?
Because I know where you... You're not giving me, do you?
I know where you live. I'm definitely going to hang up on you. It's the middle of the night. Please don't call me.
Please, Rachel, this is my last call. They will let me call and everyone else.
Well, why are you phoning me? Why
because
are you phoning
me? Chris told me to phone you. I don't want to get bomb raped.
Wait, Chris.
Chris. So please, just come sign the papers. I got the money. Or
you haven't actually told me where you are. I don't know what you want from me.
I just need you to come sign the papers.
I'm going to hang up.
This is a madhouse. There's crazy people in here. I don't need to be in here. They're freaking me out.
Is your laptop already on?
Well, I'm going to have...
No, not to you. In public next time. Huh?
Yes,
this isn't going anywhere, is it?
No.
Why not? Come
because
on, baby.
I have no idea who you are.
Just come get me out. We've been together like two or three times. You don't remember me? You were drunk. I'd put something in your drink. But you know what? It's all right. Right?
God love you, pet.
Please
don't phone me in the middle of the night. It's not funny.
Oh, come on. I know pet too, but you know what? Just come on. Pat the Stimpy, all right? Just come down here and sign the papers.
Please don't.
I think an officer's coming. You want to talk to an officer? Let him come down here. You want to tell this officer? You want to let me rot here and all night, right? Let me get bomb raped, right? Hang on, let me talk to the doctor. Just a minute.
Please don't phone me in the middle of the night.
This is my friend Rachel Wise. Will you come help her? Talk to her real quick, all right? Well, hello, this is Officer Toms. How are you? You going to let your friend sit here and rot in jail all night?
If you
you don't tell me how you got this number, I'm going to actually have to report you to the police. Because you can't phone people in the middle of the night. It's just not a reasonable way of behaving.
I've got the police here.
Well done.
Okay. So you want to phone back, you can call back up here, call the police back up here, tell them you come down and saw the papers, and then, like I said, I've got the money. It's only £400. So
I'm going to hang up on you now.
No, please don't hang up. Don't leave me hanging, Rachel. Please, sweetie. Don't do this to me.
I have to go. Am I in the phone book? I don't think I'm in the phone book.
Not in the phone book.
Maybe I am. I'm going to go.
Are you going to go now?
Yes.
Now listen.
Bye.
Rachel.
I get it. She finally hangs up.
I kept her on for a little bit.
That was funny, though. The end of it was good, though. Are you going to go now? Yeah. Can I listen? You almost got the sense that she just stared at the phone for a second in disgust and just talking. Like, she looked at it. You know, you could hear it on the phone. Like, ew. Just
hold it. Can I fry chicken? May I have you?
Yeah, man. You deliver. Do you deliver? Do I need to speak twice? What's going on? You don't deliver? Can I place an order to come pick up then?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, what you guys have there? What's the deal with the fried chicken? Not fried. What's the Louisiana fry? There's some kind of special outside crust on it or inside crust? Come on, what's the deal? What's the answer?
What the answer?
Come on, just answer my question. What's going on? Hurry up.
Okay,
what's the deal?
No,
I'm not. What? I don't understand.
How many meal you like? You want a four-wing meal? A four-piece meal? Three-piece meal?
Oh, I don't know. Man, what's the biggest piece of meal you got? How many pieces you have?
I have 12. That's family.
You got 12 pieces? I could eat 12 pieces. Well, is it spicy?
No, we only have one kind, just mayo. A 12-piece of chicken with two medium size and six roll is $69.99 top.
$69?
No, $16.17 plus tax, ma'am.
Do you maybe have like a happy meal there?
I don't know. You can come take a look. I really don't know how to tell you. I have a lot of soda. We at a Rose Cannon Central.
What about a happy ending meal? You got one of them?
Yeah, I have 2-piece meal. You want a small meal? You have 2-piece and 3-piece, 4-piece.
2-piece? I don't need to pee, no. What's going on? How come you can't answer my question? What's the difference between Louisiana and fried chicken and fried? Do you have fried watermelon?
No.
No?
Are you sure you... We at the Rosecrans Central, we don't have that. Yeah.
Yo, now I know that. You're on Rosecrans, right?
The Rosecrans Central.
Right.
The corner, the location at Rosecrans Central.
I know where you're at. Come on, I pass by you every day. I just never stopped in. I know what fried chicken was.
Yeah, we have 2-piece meal with a french fry roll and a drink at the meal. Or you want a three-piece meal with a fry roll and a drink.
How many people you got working there?
I already told you 2-piece and 3-piece and 4-piece and bigger
meal. No, not pieces. How many people? You got enough people working there? Can you get this?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on.
Louisiana, may I help you?
Yeah, you speak English?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wait a minute, you just called me a ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry, miss.
No, I'm not a miss. Do I sound like a miss? I sound like a Swiss miss, is that what it is? A little bit of chocolate going?
Okay, sorry.
What?
I said, I'm sorry.
Do you speak Chinese?
No.
You speak Japanese?
No.
Well, you speak of another language?
Yes.
All right, what other language do you speak?
Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You're calling me a ma'am again. It's a bad habit you can have. You know, people make mistakes, and tonight you're going to learn about your mistakes, because I got my lawyer on the other line right now, and he's recording this whole thing. You understand? You keep calling me ma'am. Call me ma'am again.
No,
I dare you. Call me ma'am again.
staff to let John, the lawyer, you will apologize for calling my client a woman. We shall take you under our power to your destination. Do you understand?
Take me to your leader.
Okay, can you hold on?
You call me ma'am again. That's another $3,000 fine. Hello? Oh, don't hang up.
Hey!
This ain't going anywhere, is it? She hang up?
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, is my dad there?
Hello?
My daddy there?
So?
Daddy? Are you my daddy?
Who are you looking for?
My daddy. Are you my daddy?
Daddy?
Yeah, are you daddy?
You know, this is a restaurant.
Yeah, daddy? When are you coming home?
Hey, I'll be right there. What do you need for the restaurant? Hurry up and tell me what you need, little shit.
Oh, can you give me a Happy Meal from the boys, please?
You need a Happy Meal? What do you want? Double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Hey, sir, give me the
number. You got the wrong number.
No, I'm tapping into the phone line for the parking lot.
Oh, McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Hello?
Hello, I'm thinking of him. Hello, Mr. McDonald's. Are you there?
Mickey D?
I mean, he's got a friend with illegal beef from India.
Oh. Yeah. Making the changes to the wireless network knocked out the fucking, my connection to the net over here. Now I gotta get back in the chat room. Fucking beautiful. Beautiful freaking day, everybody. Well, the server stayed up because it is hardwired. Hard. Alright, good. We're here. We're good. We got a lot of voicemails. That could only mean we got some Craigslist ads over here. As soon as I get back in the chat room, I can check up on that. Jack off 5,000. What's up, Jack off 5,000? Nice name. You wouldn't mind opping me in there, Milkman, or Andy, or Nunu, or Tuck, or Kokanee. I'd appreciate that. Alright, let's get some pranks out of the way here. We got the Blue Ox East Restaurant. We're gonna hit first. Oh, hold up. I just said I was gonna listen to the voicemails. God, I got problems, man. Holy shit, a lot of them came in here. Alright, so apparently this is in California.
Hi, my name's Lucy. I was calling about the post on Craigslist for the free LCD TVs.
LCD TVs, huh?
The 707.
La, 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 la. Okay, LCD TVs, eh? Someone sent me a link, PM me a link to that. Okay.
Free.
Here we go. So we got free LCD TVs. Grishnav is sending it in. It's been flagged for removal. Alright, they don't last very long, eh? Oh, man. They just flagged it, man. Alright, let's see what else I got here. Let me see if anybody else called about it.
Oh,
a lot of people calling this shit, man. La, 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 la.
And my name is Celeste. Thank you.
Well, your phone sucks, Celeste. I'm not going to call you. How you like that?
Hello, Steve. See if you still have the TVs on Craigslist. You can give me a call.
All right, let's give him a call back.
Thank you.
All right, Steve.
Sounds like a good gun.
Yeah. Sounds like he's got a little... Sounds like he's got a little bit of shit in his ass. Yeah. TVs, eh? So I'm putting an... Yeah, hi, this is Carl. I was calling you back. You left me a message about the TVs, if you're interested or not.
Oh, okay. okay. Yeah, the one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got to come down and move them yourself. You got a vehicle that you can put it in.
Okay. Are these big ones or what size are these things?
They're from the convention center. They're about 60 inches.
60 inches in oh boy.
60 inch screen. Oh yeah, they use them in the convention center to have big shows come out. You know that guy Joel Osteen?
I think I've heard of it.
He's on the TV. He's one of those minister people.
Oh, okay.
Well, he comes down here and starts getting to preaching. Then I was watching 2020 the same night, and sure enough, I found out that the guy's hoaxing stuff and making fake things and paying private investigators. And we pulled the contract with them. We're getting rid of the TVs. Everything's got to go. We got Eucharist, we got Holy Wines, and everything.
Hmm. Gee whiz.
So, you got room for this TV, or you got a small house?
I'm more concerned about getting them, about something to transport them with.
Yep. You can take them on the bus. The bus would probably fit in the bus. You got a bus?
No.
And you can put them on a bus or a van, like a big van bus?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that eliminates the only... Depending on what the height of them is.
Well, how much space has you got in your car?
The vehicle I can use right now, I've got usable about 46 wide, 46 one way and about 33 the other way.
Well, we can fit in there. Totally. Oh, yeah. I got twine. You got any rope or anything, bungee?
I got cargo straps, yeah.
Okay, you come down, we'll put... What kind of car you got?
It's a S15 Jimmy four-door.
Oh, we could put it in that, no problem, right. But you're going to have to make a separate trip just for the power adapter for it. The thing is huge, it's a beast. It's the size of a desk.
Okay.
Yeah, it uses a lot of electricity, too. It's just one of those big, powerful TVs they use. You ever been to the Staples Center?
No, not to that one, no.
Oh, you know where the Staples Center is? You know what it is? They got that big screen inside?
I've been to places like it, yeah, like in other places that have the big event center things.
Yeah, it's about that size, and it says it's got this thing on the bottom for Pepsi Cola and Budweiser on the other side and everything, scoreboard.
Mm.
Yeah. What was that?
Huh?
No, what was that you said?
I said, well, they both would fit. Both of them would fit, and then the other thing would have to go separate.
Right, you got that power adapter. You got to make two trips out for it. It's a 660 volt triple phase.
Oh, it's three phase.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you're probably going to want to call the power company and everything. Industrial lighting powered.
That's a problem, because I don't even have three phase in the building right now.
What kind of electricity you got? You got two phases?
Just single.
You want three phase? I can get you three phase.
I know you can get converters for them.
No, I'll drop the other two phases out down for you. Me and my uncle will come down, we'll drop the two phases on the weekend. You don't need permits or anything. Yeah, we do it for like $30. You give us like $30, you drop down two single phase lines, the two separate ones. You get upgrade, you instantly three phase. You ain't got to pay the power company or nothing. They can't meter that.
Mm.
You got any electromagnets?
No. I'm clear down in Hayward too. So.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Well, come down in your bus. When can you be here?
Hmm.
What's the matter with you? A little nervous? You okay? Don't be scared.
Hello?
Hmm.
Hmm. That's right. You come, you get out, I'll throw in the Tesla coil and everything. It keeps it, you know, separate three-phase through the Tesla coil. We don't have to worry about it. Drop a Tesla coil on top of it.
Well, that sounds like something to take up more space than I've got right now.
Well, look, the fat is in a fire. Are you going to take it or not? You yellow chicken shit, you're wasting my time. Do you want the TV machine or not? Son of a bitch.
Jesus. Indecisive motherfucker. God.
For something that's free, the guy's so goddamn indecisive.
God.
You gotta throw in there, next time, you gotta throw in the Jacob's ladder. You know, those two...
Jacob's ladder. Yeah. Yeah, that. The props from the fucking whatever Frankenstein movie or something, you know, they got a big dose of
right.
Here's another call. See what this is about. I'm gonna tell people to meet me at the Staples Center. Put an ad in L.A. for a giant TV for giveaway, and I'll tell them to meet me at the Staples Center. We're breaking in to steal a big screen TV off the ceiling.
Hello.
Hey, I'm back to do a call. I just want to do one call.
All right.
7-Eleven.
Okay.
I want people to hear it, and it's hilarious.
All right, you got a good idea. All right, you're not gonna hit. Why did you hit Bugs?
Yes.
Just don't. I'm not mad at you. All right, just why do kids do that all the time? You think it's kind of kooky?
I thought it was add to the call.
Yeah, it's great radio, I tell you. All right, let me see. I don't have a 7-Eleven yet.
Yeah,
shit.
I can
send you one.
All right, send it to me.
Or how do you send through the chat room? I don't know how. So I just.
Do you have AOL? Do you have Yahoo?
Have Yahoo, but I haven't been on it in so long.
Oh, forget it. All right, so double-click on my name or something.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, what about Facebook?
Facebook? You can send that,
yeah,
sure. Yeah, send it there. Fuck. I don't use that shit.
Okay.
That's you? Okay. All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're that weird Ellerbeck kid? No wonder. Yeah, I always knew you were kind of creepy.
What did I do?
I don't know. You're kind of weird. You hit buttons and stuff on the phone. I don't know. It's sometimes... You gotta watch out for that, man. Are you 17 yet, or what are you, 18?
No, I'm... I would rather not say.
Oh, whatever. All right, hang on. We'll call the 7-Eleven. This better be a 7-Eleven. God damn it.
I swear to God, if it's not a 7-Eleven, son of a bitch. Yes. Thank you, RBCP, for doing the right thing. I'm just kidding about RBCP canceling us. Just fucking bullshit. No one cares. No one took me seriously. Except for Milkman. He thinks it's real. Milkman. Woo!
You've reached the office of Valente, Masterson, and Little John. Our office is currently closed. Please call back during normal business hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
To access your account, you have 50 new messages. To access the main menu at any time, please enter the phone. This is a free call.
My boy.
Here we go with the echo already. It's going nowhere.
Hello. I just shared. I'm doing a. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Is this where is this? Tell me. Am I? It's regulation that you have to be saying 7-Eleven when you answer the phone.
What do you mean regulation? It is regulation. What are you talking about, man?
Okay. Well, hello. This is Mr. John Herpy from corporate.
Herpy. Yeah.
Can you please report your store number, please?
What record store number? For what?
Okay, never mind.
I don't have to record. Who you are? Who you are? Come in the front of the store so I will see you. Don't talk in fucking bullshit on the phone. Come in the store so I will see you how fucking you are. Who you are?
I'm from corporate.
What corporate?
Please don't.
What corporate you are in?
Me on the phone. The one in California. Bob, what a jerk. That
the best
work.
One in California. We'll call him back, man. Not bad. Best prank of the night so far, Big Chris. Should be proud of yourself.
Usually they get the manager. Hello?
Target's still on the phone.
Yes. Bastard. Usually they get the manager and then the manager freaks. I don't know.
He's still on the line. Let me clear it.
No, I'm clearing.
Oh, he's just fucking around. We'll call him back. We need answers. Everything tastes bitter free.
Yay for free calls. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who was the last person to pick up the phone?
Who?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, this is John Herpy from corporate.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh.
Are you the manager?
Yeah.
Okay, is this the 7-Eleven?
No.
I thought I was in the call.
Huh?
Yeah. Where?
Dude, it's Carlito the whole time. Don't tell me you thought that was really the Indian guy, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, okay.
Did he answer, though? I mean, I hear something in the background.
Yeah, they took the phone off the hook. Because when he picked up, he didn't say anything. He says, "Ever," and you were like that. He hesitated.
Why did he...
Cancel the call, please.
He didn't say anything.
He did. He picked up a sin. Like that.
He said that, too.
He said he was like, hey. All right, give me a city. I'll give you a 7-Eleven, all right? Where do you want to call? That guy's funny. Okay. We got to call him back. Save that one, Christopher. Because we're going to want to call that one back one day.
I'll post it on Facebook. So I'll remember it.
I think there's any Indians in North Dakota. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I hope so.
See if there's any 7-Elevens
there.
I
love the Indians. I love those people.
I don't know. Let's call Illinois. A lot of Indians over there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wherever's good.
Yeah, I'm looking it up, all right? Take it easy. So what's your major, man? You going to major in something in high school, college, rather? What are your plans? Computers?
Well, actually, when I do go to college, I'm going to be majoring in drama.
No.
Theater.
One of those kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna be. Bye. No, I'm gonna become an actor.
The drama kids. All right, look, I sent
no,
you.
One day I'm gonna be famous, kids. And you're gonna be sorry that you made fun of me.
No, that's cool, dude. I got your start. Look, you're on radio for the first time, internet radio. Hey,
yeah,
all right.
I've been on your show before. You don't remember me?
No, not really. I don't pay attention to you guys that much. That's listen, I sent you the 7-Eleven on Madison Street in Chicago. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And we'll try it again. Son of a bitch. You don't go anywhere. Everybody.
Okay. Did you know it's 0.35 miles from your house? Or where you live?
You fucking crazy.
No, it's not. It just says 0.35 miles. I don't know.
From the city center.
Oh, okay. That means...
Baby.
Hello. This is John Herpy from corporate. Can I please speak to a manager, please?
Actually, all the managers, they return in the morning tomorrow.
Okay, do you mind if I tell you this to report to the manager? Because this is actually very important.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we were doing the papers, we were paying all the electrical bills and stuff, and somehow we forgot to pay your store's electrical bill.
Pay our electrical bill?
No, actually, it's a funny story. We're required to tell you this, so, and this is true. Some employee named Valente was jerking off late night in the office, and this is no joke. Kind of funny, actually. And it got all over your bill, and we couldn't send it in. And we're actually thinking any minute now your power should be going out. And we don't know what to do.
I call and tell my boss that some guy was...
You were required to tell you that, believe it or not. There's a thing in the book that says anytime someone was jerking off in the office, we have to tell you. I don't know what they were thinking in the office. It's kind of a funny rule, but... I don't know what to do. I don't know. I was hoping maybe you had some ideas on what we should do here. Maybe you could just get a whole bunch of flashlights and turn them on, and maybe that would work.
Hello, ma'am. Store?
Yeah, just take all. You probably have a whole bunch of flashlights there, right? Just take them out of the package. Just turn them all on and wait for the lights to go out. Just turn them on. If you should probably wait until the lights turn out. Just take all the flashlights out of the packages, put batteries in them, and just start shining them all over the store. Maybe that'll be enough light. Then you could just... Yeah, I mean, you won't be able to give out plushies and stuff. But, at least, you'll be able to sell the other stuff.
Okay, and this is for real? I'm sorry, it just sounds like really funny to me. I'm just making sure.
We're actually, if you want to talk to Mr. Valente, the one who soiled your build, if you wouldn't mind yelling at him a little bit, we like the employees really get mad at somebody at the corporate office if we mess up. We think it's good to get all the anger out and stuff. If you want to talk to him, I'll hand him the phone. You just gotta promise me you'll yell at him a lot.
Actually, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to lose my job.
You will not lose your job. This guy, he's actually the janitor. He can't do anything to your job. I'm saying it's okay. He's the janitor. He needs to be yelled at.
Okay, well,
I'm
about to call my boss right now really fast. So if you could hold on a second.
That would probably be a bad idea. A better idea if... No, I'm sorry, ma'am. This is not a joke. I wish I was joking. I really do. But you know what? How about this? We'll send you a whole bunch of, gift certificate to,
I'm actually going to call my boss.
No, you probably shouldn't do that. I don't want to get in trouble, actually. I would rather not.
I'm sorry, but I think our electricity is way more important than you getting in trouble. Rummy?
Wait, can I ask you a question real
quick? Hi, hold on, sir.
I have a guy right here on the phone. I don't know if this is a joke, but he's like really starting to piss me off. He called and said that they didn't pay your electricity bill and they're from corporate, so that the power should be going out.
Sir, can I have your phone number?
Okay. One second. I'm here somewhere. Let me just see. Here, I'm gonna hand over the phone to Mr. Valente.
Can I have your phone number, please?
Yes, I'm gonna hand my phone over to my secretary, Mr. Valente, and he will be able to tell you all the information you need.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
This is This is Valente.
Can I have your guys' corporate phone number, please?
Because
my boss wants to talk to you.
All right, hang on. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I got the number for you. Ready to copy it down?
Okay, the number?
That's 405...
Is that the area code?
Uh-huh.
405?
Yeah, 405.
Okay.
Hang on, let me check. Yeah, it's 405.
405?
Uh-huh. 39.
39 what?
668.
That's not a regular phone number.
No, I'm not done with it yet. All right.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Hello.
Hello.
She hang up or?
I don't know. Sounds like hold.
Hope not.
Hope not either.
It's actually getting pretty funny.
Oh.
Returning to main menu.
No, she did.
You have.
I don't know. You want to call him back again one more time? We're having fun with that. Hello. Yeah, the white kid.
Okay. Let's call him back, Carlito.
Hello? Hello? Alright. It's a ghost call. Let me call these people back here. That was, Chris, who likes to say a lot, and he's one of those drama queers. Awesome, man. Good luck with that.
Hi.
Hello? Hello? No! Stupid.
Come.
Come. Come. We gotta get some loser numbers, man. We're slacking on him. Slacking off. He likes it, though. He likes being slacked off.
From Craigslist? We'll write some loser number first and then go check and see.
Yeah.
We had a car ad and we had TV ad.
Oh, shit, we had a car ad, really? Let me check that.
Yeah. The car ad was in Phoenix. I sent you the link.
This is not an emergency, but this is the number for a freebie Mustang, according to the ad on Craigslist. If this is a valid ad and a valid number for that, my name is Ron. You can reach me at...
Oh, whoops, wasn't paying attention there.
I probably could help you out in that area, so give me a holler. Thank you.
That guy sounds creepy as Tuck. I'll tell you what. All right, let's give him a call.
He sounds like that one guy that used to call. Leave messages on the line.
Oh, shit. Yeah, true. Well, let me call some lonesome loser numbers first, all right? Oh, yeah, I know. All right, hang on, guys. Randy's Donuts,
Jim.
All right?
His name was Jim.
Jim? Jimb? Is Jimb around?
We called for sweet kisses, and he used to call you back all the time. I knew it was his wife.
All right, someone's calling in. If this is a guy who doesn't talk, we're going to hang up on him quickly and call Randy's Donuts. Or it could be that fucking guy. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Can I make a prank call or what?
Yeah, sure. Who's this?
It's Nolan.
Oh, cool, Nolan. All right, yeah. Look, I got a donut shop. You want to call a donut shop? You got a problem with that?
Nah.
Okay. No, you don't have a problem with it, or no, you don't want to do the call?
I'll do it.
All right, okay. Randy's Donuts. Randy's Donuts is in Inglewood, California. Inglewood always up to no fucking good, asshole. Let's do it. Nobody's online. Fucking asshole can't give us his fucking name. Randy's Donuts. Are you there, boy? God damn it. Hello.
Hello.
Listen, my son kid guy was going to give a call and he couldn't stay on the phone long enough because your people took so long to answer the phone.
I don't hear anybody call over here.
He kept calling and no one would answer the phone. He got upset. He left the house upset.
I say nobody call over here. This is the first time you call me. I got 3 hours. Nobody called me.
Listen, let me tell you something. All right?
Okay.
If my son goes out because he's upset and gets in a car accident because he's driving fast, I'm holding you responsible for your irresponsibility.
It's not my fault.
If
because
he
can... You can see the phone. Nobody called me for 2 hours. We have numbers over here who call over here. He got accident. It's not my fault.
He left about 2 hours ago angry. We haven't heard back from him, and I think...
I'm sorry. What I told you, nobody called me in this phone for 2 hours, 3 hours.
But he called about...
We have identification numbers in this phone, and nobody called me.
Well, he's so upset that you people didn't answer the phone. He's angry, driving
what
anger
I,
right
what
now.
What I told you, he's, I got 3 hours over here. Nobody called me, and we have identification numbers and this phone. You come and see. We have your phone. You can complain with me right now. Okay.
He was drinking and driving because you made him so angry.
It's not my fault.
Well, I'm holding. Oh man,
that lady's funny. He heard her. It's not my fault. We coming here. We looking at the phone. There's no one on the phone. That's what my mom would say if I prank called her. Prank call my mom. You get something like that. She'll tell you to go to hell.
Go to hell.
That's what she would say.
He's got a Toyota with bad acceleration. All right, cool. Listen, are you a mother too? Because I'm a father.
Yes, I'm a mother. I'm sorry to say, but you understand what I'm saying? Nobody called me for 3 hours. You call me right now, I answer the phone.
Okay, but listen, imagine if your baby was driving right now, drunk, angry.
Nobody called me to this phone before. Nobody.
What do I do?
You call me, like you call me 2 times, I answer the phone, right?
But before that, you didn't answer.
Nobody called me. Nobody called me.
Why couldn't
nobody
you answer?
Nobody called me before.
Why couldn't
no,
you answer?
Nobody called me before. And I'm busy. I have customers around. I have to take care of them.
He's in a Toyota.
Oh, man. I ended up with a dial tone at the end of that one. Oh, man. That was good. All right. Ken says he quit everything on Tuesdays to catch a show. Holy shit, Ken, that's a lot of pressure, man. Don't do that to me. You're going to get in trouble, man. You can't take Tuesdays off every week. Your boss is going to get mad. You even have one. Are you on your own boss? Are you your own boss? Milkman's his own boss. Wears his pants just like he likes them, right under his gut. Yeah, man. I hear you. Milkman, how you wear your pants? You wear them under your belly? I think you do, right? Tucky, he sounds like a guy that does that, right? Overweight Asian men that wear their pants under their belly.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. He
man, you can't do that.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, you be wearing your pants around your knees.
I bet you wear a tie with short sleeves, too. You crazy fucker. Unbutton those top two buttons. Hello.
Hey, you hung up or something like that.
Something happened. I don't know. Which one is this? Who is this?
This is Nolan.
Oh, Nolan? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you missed your shot. We had fun with that, though, because you know what? Because you dropped off, I made this whole story that you got an accident in a car. All right, so listen, we're going to call that...
Yeah, I heard because I got my radio, and it's got delay on it, so
oh.
I can hear the call.
Fuck, yeah. All right, hey, so you want to call back and call back as my son and ask him if your dad's been looking for you. Maybe she'll explain it.
Yeah.
This is interesting. All right, I forgot her name. It's like Lopez or something. Everybody, Nolan is back.
Nolan.
He likes you, Milkman.
Oh.
Dial it wrong again. Fuck. Lots of losers is going to kill me if I don't get those numbers, Milkman. He's going to quit.
We love the
Lots of
losers. Yeah.
All right, you know the premise. Do it.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on Nolan here right now. Everyone pray for him.
Hello?
Hello?
Why did you hang up on me? I'm drinking.
Hey.
I'm on the road.
I'm going to crash into this telephone pole if you don't take my donut order.
Whatever.
You didn't stick to the plan. You were supposed to ask if your dad had been calling.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. You got another 7-Eleven or, like, anywhere?
Man, you got to stick to the plan, man. The plan was for the diamonds.
Returning to main menu.
All right, hang on.
You have 50 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. To place a call, press 2. For Goop 411, press 3. Or to change your settings, press 4.
All right, hang on.
Moving right along.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we lost him. Oh, my God. All right, anyway. Cock of the Walk Restaurant in Mamaville, Arizona. I like this little background tune here, huh? Trying to convince the old lady to go on a cruise for her anniversary. See if we can get her in on here.
Hoping not to go to the Virgin Islands again.
Cock of the Walk, this is Shelton.
Yeah, listen, hey, Big Shelton, I don't appreciate people going down there soliciting me to buy cruise line tickets. What's this about?
Do what now?
I was parked there, and this man came up to me and started soliciting me and my wife for cruise ship tickets. What's this?
That's never happened. I don't know anything about that.
You got some guy out there trying to sell timeshares and cruise ship tickets to people.
What time was that?
It was like an hour ago. I'm walking out, getting in my car, and this man's like, hey, are you guys from around here? He said that if I could come down to the hotel, they would give me a free night stay in the hotel if I listened to a three-hour presentation. And I heard these are pyramid schemes. And he kept looking at my wife.
You remember what he looked like?
White guy. Dark hair, about 5'11", yay.
No, because we don't allow that, honestly. I wish you would have known about it. I would have ran him off quick.
I wish you would kick his ass right there in front of everybody. Make an example out of him.
You said white guy, though?
Yeah, that white guy. There's another black guy with him. You know who these people are? Are they up to no good?
No idea. Did they mention a name of an organization or group or anything?
Just cruise ship. Something about cruise ship and some kind of resort. Villa Lago. Yeah, what's that? You people been some flim-flam with these people? The guy told me that you guys were late on your rent and that they were in there selling this shit because you people were late on your rent. That you people got given an offer to let me go out there, that it was okay and everything. And I said I was going to go in to speak to the manager, and the guy started talking to me like about knives.
Knives?
He's like, hey, do you like knives? I got knives over here. I said, no, I don't want to see no knives, man. And I said, yeah, he was telling me like about knives, how they make knives, that he used to make knives.
So we don't even pay rent on this building. This building's been paid off for 15 years.
And that's what I was telling him. But he said no, and he asked me to call and ask your people to show your papers and everything. That he was right.
No, somebody's BSing you, man. So Bill Lago, cruise ship, knives.
Yeah, hey, is there an African-American that works there, a black dude now? No?
We used to. Probably about 2 months ago, but right now I don't have anybody.
Listen, did he have his papers?
Oh, yeah, he's been gone, though. I mean, he's an older guy, probably in his 40s.
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe he didn't have his papers. Maybe someone should check up on his papers.
Oh, yeah.
Now write that down. We gotta check the black guy's papers.
Yeah, we will see about that.
Yeah. Because if he doesn't have papers, I think we need to return him back to where he came from.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I have a friend, he's a bounty hunter.
Who is this?
This is Valente.
Who?
Valente.
Valente?
Yeah. I can't drive a Dodge Stratus. I came down a little bit ago.
Okay. Stratus. All right, buddy, I will check into this and see what I can do with it.
Did you get my number? I mean, how am I going to hear back from you?
I got you on caller ID.
You got a 405 number?
Yep.
All right, listen, I'm in town for another week and a half. I leave next Thursday.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to come back in and want to talk. What's your name?
My name's Shelton Miller.
All right, Shelton, I'm going to be coming down. I'll have some papers for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll see you then.
Yes, sir.
All right, big guy.
All right, thanks.
Bye, handsome.
All right, handsome everybody. Handsome Shelton Miller over there. Whatever, I don't know what that was about. That was Cock of the Walk. That's what it is. Gangsta Subs. Over here. It's 701 area code. Where's that at? North Dakota. Gangsta Subs in North Dakota. I'm going to ask if they put blue cheese dressing and accuse them of being Crips. They'll call them crabs. Then I'm a blood.
And they hung up.
I'll try them again.
No, I've been slacking a lot tonight, but I do have to take a break here at the top of the hour.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Gangsta Subs. Hello? This is Gangsta Subs. Hello?
Gangsta Subs?
Yes.
From where?
From the telephone book, Gangsta Subs?
Gangsta Subs from the telephone book.
Right.
What number are you calling? Wrong number. 212 what? 0.
Uh-huh. Says here, my computer machine, that's what it says, in the yellowpages.com, that's Gangsta Subs. I want to place an order. You have pastrami. I'm a woman. Woman.
What?
Do you have pastrami?
Do I have pastrami?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any subs, no pastrami. What nationality are you?
I'm Italian-American.
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 Italian?
Italian.
Italian.
What are you, Sicilian? Palermo?
Sicilian? No.
Where are you from? What's your ethnicity?
Who is this?
This is Valente. What's your ethnicity?
What's your name?
Valente.
Valente?
Uh-huh.
You got the wrong number, sir.
No, no, this is Gangster Subs. I'm trying to make an order for subs, please. This is for the fleet.
It's for the fleet?
Mm-hmm.
Fleet of what?
The fleet. Third fleet.
Fleet Anima.
Northeast
Third
Fleet. Yes, the Northeast Fleet.
Are you in the reserves?
No, no, no. But I still need to make reservations here for some subs and spaces, if you wouldn't mind.
You have totally the wrong number. 212 what?
Donkey's ass is what?
212.
Donkey's ass is what?
What number did you dial?
Well, Donkey's ass is what?
Hmm?
Donkey's ass is, huh? Hello?
Hello?
Douchebag says what?
Well, I don't even understand ya.
Douchebag says what? Douchebag says what?
Huh?
Douchebag says huh? Douchebag says huh? Douchebag says what? Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Hello,
sir?
Yes, sir. So, seriously, though, if you don't have pastrami, what do you have? Salami? Bologna?
You have the wrong number.
Well, what restaurant is this?
Residential area.
Huh?
You have a residential area.
What do you have in your fridge?
So you have hmm?
What do you have in your fridge?
What's in my fridge?
Mm-hmm. What was that leftover? What do you have for dinner tonight? What'd you make? I bet you don't cook. Sound lazy.
Why are you calling me?
Lazy old crow. Don't even cook. What'd you go, McDonald's? Did you supersize? I bet you supersized it tonight, didn't you?
Supersized what?
Your McDonald's.
My McDonald's?
Do you supersize?
I don't even understand what you're talking
about. I think you do know what supersized is. That's when you make it large, all large. Supersize, that's you. Supersize Susie. Mm-hmm. That's what we all call you at work. That's what we all call you at work, Supersize Susie. You always come in with your supersized food.
Supersize Susie, I come out with my supersized Susie at work.
All your food is always supersized.
Where do you work at?
You go to Arby's, you go to Burger King, McDonald's, supersize all the time. You want large. Can I get large? Can I get large? You get ketchup, you get barbecue sauce. Now you? Huh? Huh?
Who is this?
Valente.
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 Valente. I like the way you say the ente part. You got a little Latin in you?
No.
No? What you got in you? Tell me.
Nothing.
You got a nice little thing on you?
Hmm?
Hmm? You?
Oh, you're being dirty now.
Yeah, how big a girl are you?
Are you one of Sean's buddies?
Yeah.
Are you?
Sean there?
Mm-mm.
You're not going to tell him I called, right?
You can tell the cops called.
No, don't tell Sean, though. Come on, because Sean's going to get pissed off at me. I just have been drinking tonight and thought I'd give a call.
No.
You're really cool, though. You know?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Where's Sean?
I don't know.
No? In the toilet?
I don't know.
What you got going on
tonight? Right next door, though.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They'd love to listen to you.
And put them on.
Huh?
Put them on.
They are on.
Oh, hey.
The phone's tapped, didn't you know that?
No, you're supposed to tell me when I begin the call that it's being recorded. So guess what? If you are recording the call, I don't give your permission. You have to destroy all copies immediately.
Copy what?
All copies of this call must be destroyed immediately, for I did not give permission for you to record this conversation, nor have I at any point of this conversation.
You should have been calling in the first place.
And any recordings of this call are not admissible in court. No, no, no.
I already told you you had the wrong number, and you just kept rattling on.
You never confirmed.
Can I tell you that?
No, you didn't. You never said yes or no about who this was. You're very ambiguous and very misleading is what I think. And I think you're trying to get information.
You are.
I think you're tapping into
this.
You're
trying to be filthy and you're trying to call a person and not listen and hang up.
Explain to me
how
are you tapping into
the
phone
system? Number.
You're tapping into the phone system for this restaurant, this sandwich place. You're taking their calls. And you're stealing people's credit card information when they make the payment. Isn't that right?
I'm stealing credit card information?
I'm on to you. I have, you know what, I saw this on 2020, that you people are going around redirecting good companies' phone calls to yourself, and when people make an order and they pay with a credit card on the phone, you take the credit card information. I saw this on 2020 not too long ago with Hugh Downs. I'm going to report you, as a matter of fact. I hope you have your papers.
Yeah, right. Well, what does that have to do with McDonald's and making a big one?
Supersizing.
No, you called up to be a prank, and you called up for harassment, and you called up to be filthy. You know exactly where you called, and I told you that this phone, the cops are on this phone. I told you when you first started talking that you had the wrong number. So don't play your bullshit on to me and get off the damn phone. Bye.
I have two judges on my payroll.
All right, cool. Jesus fucking. Yeah. Wow, she is on to us. Nunes says, call back. I have a ton. Yeah, Chris, we gotta get some podcast up. You're right. I don't know. I copy pasted the number Lonesa sent to me. It was some crazy lady. That was cool. Alright. Gangster subs went. Well, not sub like, but. Had a whole idea for that. I think it would be a good idea to call a sub place and tell them you want blue cheese and all that. Blue bread, blue cheese. Yeah, I'm a Crip. I don't want any red on my sub. Fuck that. I don't think I hung up the phone up.
Walker's Corner Store.
Hey. Listen, I wanted to know how much it is for a pack of Marlboro Menthol Light Ultra Light 100s in a box. 20-ounce Coca-Cola Classic.
Those are like 204 or something like that.
I need to know exactly how much all of this that I'm telling you is so I can have exact money when I come in.
What kind of cigarettes are you looking for?
Marlboro, menthol, ultralight, 100s, in a box.
Marlboro, menthol, light.
Ultralights.
I gotta see if I have them in the box, out in the back, in the container. There's none out front like that.
Damn it.
I don't see any 100s.
You got the shorts?
I do have shorts.
You got them box or soft pack?
Flip top box.
What about soft pack?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't have them in a soft pack.
All right, so I'll take the box, put that down, and I need that 20-ounce Coke. You guys got potted meat food product there? I need two tins of potted meat food product.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Potted meat food product, you know, that little fucking meat in the can? Soft meat?
What are you talking, like Spam or something?
No, potted meat food product is what it's called. It's Hormel stuff.
Oh, I couldn't tell you, dude. You have to come here and look yourself.
What else you got there, that Spam?
I don't know. I don't shop here, man.
Well, look, I'm asking you. I'm telling you.
I got customers. I can't run all over the store checking prices for you.
Bring exact goddamn change.
Well,
cause you
I'm going to tell you how much these cigarettes are right now, okay?
And that 20-ounce soda. Just grab the 20-ounce
soda. Your cigarettes are $5.99.
What about that soda?
I got to go get the soda. I'm doing the cigarettes first.
Well, I want you to add up the total. I need a subtotal and then
you add it up. I'm going to tell you how much it is, and you add it up. I'm not playing that game, dude. I'm sorry. I'm busy. I have customers here.
Fucking lazy.
I'm going to tell you the prices, and you can add them up yourself. So the cigarettes are $5.99. Write it down.
Hey. Hey, what do you pass on the way to the soda?
$1.50.
Now, what do you pass on the way back from the soda? Like, just tell me what
I haven't got to the soda. I'm ringing up a customer, dude. You're going to have to wait.
All right.
Paying customers first.
Ask about the pot of meat food product.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Thank you, man.
I know you got it there, man, because I've seen it. I bought it there before.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't buy it.
Well, if you guys gave me a receipt like you're supposed to, I'd know what it is, wouldn't I?
Dude, I'm going to hang up on you in about 2 seconds if you don't calm down and talk to me decent. I'm
sorry.
Trying to help you out here, but I'm busy here, too. You're not the only person in this country, all right?
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't have to put up with this. I can click this phone off right now.
No, don't. Come on.
I don't have
to
find out nothing for you.
Sorry.
You want to come in and find out? You can get it yourself. What do you want, a 20-ounce Coke?
Yeah.
20-ounce Coke is $1.94.
For 20-ounce Coke, $1.94?
Yep.
They got it for $1.50 down at the racetrack.
Then go to the racetrack, dude.
They don't take checks there.
Well, sorry. I'm not going to take your check unless it's local either, so...
Yeah, who do I make this check out to?
It just depends on if it's local. I'll have to look at it. I wouldn't even write it out yet until you get here.
No, it says local on it.
Where's it from?
From Valentine Associates.
From where? Where's the area?
It says local right here. It's a West Lynn or a fucking address.
West Lynn? All right, that's fine.
I'll make sure it says that on there, yes. It'll say it, anything, whatever address.
I don't want to get my butt chewed from my boss. The only thing I got in, I don't know what you're talking about, meat byproduct, I got Spam.
Now how much is that?
$4.59 a can.
Yeah, $4.59, $5.99,
and $1.94.
What's that all?
That's your Coke.
No, what's that all come out to?
I told you to write it down and add it up, man. I'm busy with customers.
I don't have any. You have a cash register there, though. I don't understand why.
I can't total it on my cash register. It'll screw everything up, man.
You just hit on price check, the button.
You can't write it down. If you've got a pen and you're going to write a check, you can just damn well add it up yourself and write out the check, all right?
No, but you people add fees and stuff, and I don't know what they are.
Okay, well, you're going to have to come in here because I don't know what you want, dude.
What's the sales tax index?
What?
What's the sales tax index?
There's no sales tax.
What about local taxes, anything?
There is no local taxes.
No
the prices I just gave you is what it's going to ring up.
$4.59, $5.29, $1.94. All right, so
it's
a soft pack cheaper than a hard pack? Because I'll take the soft pack.
I don't
pack.
Have soft packs. I just have the box.
Any Doral's? Are they cheaper? Doral's are cheaper, right? The Doral menthol?
It's going to kill
me. We don't have Doral's.
What's you got generic basics? American,
I don't even, I got a basic menthol ultralight in a box.
And what's that?
$4.89.
And the other one was $5.99?
Yeah, this is $5.89. Yeah, it's 10 cents cheaper.
Minus $5.89 minus $4.89 is 10 cents cheaper?
This is $5.89. The other one was $5.99.
I think okay. So it's 10 cents cheaper.
Yes.
Well, what should I get? What do you think?
Whatever you want to smoke, dude. I don't smoke, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
You're talking to the wrong person when it comes to that.
Oh, well, you
so anyway,
dip.
I got other customers. So if that's what you want, you know where it is. You can come get it.
You have any chaw?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chewing dip.
There's all kinds of it here.
You got the skull.
Yep.
What does that go for?
Dude, I can't sit here and do this all night with you.
Look, come on, this is the last one, and I'll make the checkout before I get there. I'm going to print it.
What do you want?
I'm going to print the check.
What kind of skull are you looking for?
Well, what's good? I've never dipped before, so I don't know.
I don't do that shit, dude. I don't know what you want.
What do they got there, menthol?
I got original fine cut. I got skull edge. I got skull long cut. I got skull long cut wintergreen. I got skull long cut mint.
All right, long cut wintergreen, my friend PJ.
Skull
was talking.
$6.39. Doesn't matter. It's all $6.39.
Oh, so it's cheaper than the other one then, and the cigarettes. All right.
No, it's more expensive. It's $6.39.
Yeah, but the other one was $6.99 and $6.89.
It was $5.99. Didn't you write this stuff down, dude?
You were going to total it for me. I mean,
no, I wasn't. I told you I'm not going to total it for you. I'm busy with customers, and I really have to go now, dude.
Look, I'm typing up the check. I'm going to print it right now on the computer.
Print whatever you want, dude. I got to go.
Oh, you're taking this check.
Only if it's the correct amount for what you buy.
Yeah, and it says I type local in it, too, so it's local.
Well, we'll see when you get here.
It says this is a local check.
I got to go, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
The fucking guy running around all over the store.
Hey, yeah.
That was a good call.
That was interesting. Nunu has a new call.
How you write this down?
Noon, if you got a new call, you got to send it to me if you're willing to play your new call, sir. It's bullshit. I don't have that. I probably deleted it because I was so angry. One of Maven's fathers. Nice. Oh, Digital Yorder Bruno on Netflix. Anyway, RBCP will be joining us at the top of the hour at midnight. Eastern, that is. 9 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. Central. Oh, fuck me. 9 p.m. Pacific. With the phone show! With Spessa and the overweight guy. Last week we were preempted by, who was it on Syndicate? What did I say? I've been quoting it. I quoted the name of the show all weekend.
The Salami Sword Swallowers.
No, it was Twiggy in the Bottom. That's what I kept saying. Twiggy in the Bottom. Twiggy in the Bottom coming at you.
Yeah, the Power Bottom with Billy Mira.
Fuck. We're getting to bottom here. Yeah, Digital, if you're listening, he's talking about that movie Bruno. It was a little too much. I was okay with the humor when it came to the Ali G show and when it came to the Borat movie, but it was a little over the top. Like, what they did to Ron Paul was really stupid. Fucking Ron Paul looks scared as fuck, man. I'm not gonna get into what it was anyway. If you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Bruno fucking getting all naked in front of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul's like, ugh. Ran out. I was like, fuck that guy. I don't blame him. Fuck him. Okay, fucking peace. Hello?
Hey, I'm calling so late, but I saw you just posted this ad recently about the TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that on still?
You have somebody yet?
Well, I was hoping someone would meet me down here and get this damn TV. It's too damn big.
There are two of them?
It's just one TV. It's got four screens, four sides to it.
Never heard anything like that. It says very large LCD screens.
Yeah, it's from the Staples Center.
Oh, so they're not actually TVs.
No, it's the TV. You watch TV on it. You play Nintendo on it, you do whatever you want. I don't care.
But it's got a receiver and everything?
Yeah. AV input, DVI input, coax input.
The Staples Center, where are you?
Well, I mean, I got it. It was a hand-me-down. It fell from the Staples Center. I never played it. It's the big-screen TV. It's got Pepsi branding on it all over. It works great. You watch four fucking shows. I put it in the center of my living room. And we're all watching.
What city are you in?
Well, this is Valente and Associates. I don't know what you're calling, but I'm in Valente and Associates.
But what city?
And, well, were you... Huh?
You're in the Atlanta crazy.
Yeah, Atlanta, yeah. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we used to be in San Francisco. And then we got this hand-me-down and we did the movie, brought it over. We can't have this here anymore. And Milkman, there's a power source on this thing.
It's a triple phase, 666.
Okay, but you're in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Oh, man. It downtown. I mean, if you want to meet me, it's at the warehouse right now.
Well, I can't do it right now. It'd have to be tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Sure.
Well,
what do you want to do? I mean, what are you thinking about doing?
What's the address there?
Oh, hang on. It's 622.
Okay.
In
the city.
That's right.
Well,
so what are you coming
tomorrow
in to pick it up with? Because you got to make sure it fits in there, and there's FCC regulations.
I got a pickup.
Because you know when you turn it on, it's good. The FCC where you have to have, you know, the FCC, it's not allowed to interfere with anything else that's transmitting in the area.
All right.
And
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
You got three phase over there where you're going to be installing this or what?
No.
It's
well, I don't know.
660 volt triple phase.
Okay, I'll give you a holler tomorrow. Thanks.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't come and pick this up, I'm holding you personally responsible.
Okay.
I'm holding.
And I should. If he doesn't come pick it up, it's his fault, right? Yeah. Okay. Ron Paul. Jen. Talking about it. I was talking about a break, right? I gotta take a wee.
You have an address or you need an address?
I need an address. I'm making up South 50th Street. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know where the fuck I just sent him. Probably sent him to the ghetto. Sounds like a ghetto address. Jesus Christ, fucking guy's gonna get shot because you people didn't give me a goddamn address. We got a Hank Hill prank call from Big Nunu coming up during this break. More numbers here to get to. A lot of requests still here. We got Foggy Hollow Farm, Fritz Gourmet Belgian Fries. Alright. Peachtree Street, of course. I should have known when I where I work at. It's all Peachtree Street. That's all I think. I think all of Atlanta is out of fucking Peachtree Street. What the fuck is that? God damn it. And we got numbers in the UK, Wise Guys Pizza, Oz Pizza. They're in Atlanta also. Most of the losers said we should be sending people here. Okay. Okay. Well, Lonesome Illusion says, well, also I'm looking at Fairborn Pizza Place. So we're going to send people there. Okay, we'll be right back. Give me a few minutes, guys. I got to take a wee, take a bite, and make a sandwich real quick here. I'll be right back. We'll do more prank calls. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Decent show tonight, not bad. 16th of Feb. Got about an hour left of the show or so. Probably about 45 minutes when I get back from this break. Be right back. Thank you, everybody. MadhouseLive.com. Milkman.jizz.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Yes.
160-degree ride that plunges 110 feet while traveling 60 miles per hour. And on your way to Tampa Bay, be sure to stop off at Fantasy of Flight for a memorable hot air balloon ride.
My God, are you still talking?
In Sunshine State Attractions, when we...
Why is she still talking?
Thank you for selecting the Mary Sweet's Claims Department. My name is Michael, and how can I be of assistance to you today?
I'm Hank Hill. Where's the hardware department?
Excuse me?
Where's the hardware department?
There is no hardware department here, sir.
The hardware department. Hey, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
With some WD-40? Yeah, you got the wrong number.
I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40.
Yeah, you got the wrong number.
Maybe I'm not getting through to you.
Maybe you're not listening. Maybe you have the wrong number.
Let's say I want a hammer. Do you know what a hammer is?
Yeah, I know what a hammer is.
That's what I want,
number.
A damned hammer.
Got a wrong number.
Now, where in the hell would I go?
Got the wrong number.
Now, you listen to me, mister.
Got the wrong number. Let's say
I want a hammer. Do you know what a hammer is? But you just don't listen.
You got the wrong number, sir.
It's like you got a problem with concentration. My God, are you still talking?
It's the wrong number.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Where's the hardware department?
You have the wrong number.
So, are you Chinese or Japanese?
I'm Japanese.
Yes. I apologize for yelling at you.
Okay, that's not a problem. And sir, do you have a major Visa or MasterCard?
Yes.
Go ahead and grab your card.
Yes.
Read me the number on your card. I don't want it.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
The other person has cleared.
Do you have any big girls?
I do. That would be Mercedes. She's 5'7", long red hair, green eyes, 38C, 30-38. She's in her early 20s.
All right, yeah, let's talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
I will have her call you in just a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I will wait for the big girl to call in. I have no idea what's going to happen here, but it's going
to
happen.
Come up to your room, do you?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, hello. Is this the woman?
Yeah, you called? I tried calling you, but you didn't answer. This is Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. Yeah, the lady said that you were the big girl.
Yeah, I'm full figured. I'm full
You're
figured.
Fat. She said she was. Oh yeah. I said I want a bigger. So, oh, she's so fat. She said that you were really fat. That you were big. That you maybe didn't shave your legs and stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
No, because I said that I wanted a really big girl, like a really nasty girl, and she said that you're like the best person.
I'm not big and nasty. I'm like a medium size. I'm not fat and disgusting. Why do you say that?
Because I was looking for that, and she said, yeah, that she definitely has someone who, you know, didn't have, you know, who looked a little nasty. I asked her for that. She said, oh, yeah, I've got a girl. And I think she said Mercedes, I wrote down the name. I don't know if that was you or not.
Okay. So, yeah, but I shaved my legs before, you know. I'm not dirty.
Do you have any bruises?
Probably. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any scars?
I have a scar on my stomach. I had a surgery.
Oh, you had a baby?
No, I had a gallbladder surgery.
Oh, yeah? Were you throwing up?
Was I throwing up? Yeah, after the surgery I was.
No, I threw up before and they said I had gallbladder stones.
Right. Oh, but I was throwing up before. Before I threw up, but that's when I had them. I kept throwing up. I couldn't keep their food down yet.
That's fucking nuts, right? How that works like that?
I had my gallbladder out last year, though. So it's been years since I had it out. There left a stupid scar on my stomach.
What about, you still have your appendix?
Yeah.
I almost lost that the other day. They were going to take my appendix out, but I said I needed it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not getting rid of that thing. You never know when you need your appendix. Yes. You're not nasty fat? Because she was sure. She's like, oh, yeah, definitely. This girl you're going to talk to, she's, you know.
I'm a bigger girl, but I'm not, like, sloppy. I'm very clean and very well kept. I'm not fat and disgusting.
No? Well, how many pounds do you weigh?
185.
And you're how tall?
5'7".
Yeah, you could lose some weight, I think. I mean, you agree. You could lose some weight, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I
want to
be smaller, of course, but
yeah.
I'm fine
with them. Yeah, I know. So, anyway, the reason I was calling is because I was offering for fat girls the MetaFast system. I wanted you to try it out for 2 or 3 weeks. It's simple shakes, eggs for the morning, egg powder you can make, and simple, decent diet. Dinner for the afternoon and the evening, and if you work, maybe you can do like 30 minutes. Do you like cardio?
All right, you called an escort service for an escort. Did you call to tell me I need to lose weight or something?
I'm calling for fat girl. Like, you know, fat girls like you.
Like I mean, I'm full figure. I'm not fat. I'm just full figure.
Well, full figure is fat. Full figure is fat. I mean, you can't have fat without F. Full figure has F, two Fs in it.
Okay, so do you not like fat girls or something?
I mean, I was looking to talk to one just to, you know, I thought maybe I'd talk to you, you know. Have you thought about what it could do to your health? Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You might as well smoke cigarettes if you're going to be fat.
You're fucking retarded. Do you ever call my phone again? I swear to fucking God.
Well, you call me first. I have you on my computer machine that you call me first. on my phone
right,
and call our ID.
You called our escort service, so please do not call my phone back. You are so full of shit. Like, seriously, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, I love myself, so maybe you need to get yourself checked, for real.
No, but I asked for specifically for a fat girl, and they said that you're going to put one on, and you're telling me you're not fat, so I'm kind of upset here. Because I don't have time to be dealing
figured.
With
I'm not fat and sloppy like you're asking for. I'm full figured. Are you looking for an
then
escort
why did you
or
call?
Are you not are you looking for an escort or not?
I'm looking for a fat girl escort, not some, you know, wannabe.
Okay, well, maybe you need to look elsewhere because obviously I'm not fat and sloppy like you want.
Well,
so.
Who's the real fat girl at the company that I didn't get?
You are.
I'm not a girl, though.
You sound like one.
No, I have a penis, so I'm looking at it right now. No. What would you? How would you know? You're not even here. How would you know? How would you know that I have a penis or not? That I'm not a girl.
I
what's
don't
this?
Know, but it don't sound like
oh, you. Look at me. I pulled it out of my ass. Good for you.
Returning to main menu. You have two new messages. To listen to your message.
Fat girl.
Taking the world.
Taking the world.
By force.
98.6.
ML.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you live over on Woodhaven Gardens, do you?
What?
Do you live over on Woodhaven Gardens, right?
You're listening to the Cacti Radio Network.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Alrighty. This is our old intro. Good old intro. Piss Jug saying jump on Syndicate. They don't want me on Syndicate, man. Piss Jug, they don't want me on Syndicate anymore. They said they don't want me on there anymore. They want me on Syndicate, they can come ask me to do it and apologize for what happened last week. All that bullshit. They left me out to dry last week. They offended me. They disrespected me. They disgraced my femory. Pete in the power bottle. All right, folks. I got a few calls during the break there from the 404 area code, Tampa. Tampa, why do I keep saying that? Atlanta. Got people texting about it, too. Here's one in particular.
Yeah, I was calling about a Craigslist ad about TVs. Could you give me a call back?
Those people in Atlanta sound so...
you were giving away the TV. Thanks.
Okay, with attitude. Think I'm going to fucking help him out.
Hey, I'm looking to get a hold of the guy that posted a ad for the 07 or 97 Mustang that's in total that needed to get removed. If you want, give me a call.
Yeah.
Kind of interested in going down there, picking it up for you, getting it out of there. And I got a flatbed or a wrecker or whatever you're going to need to get it out of there. And if you want, just give me a call. Let me know. My name's Adam.
Excuse me. Big Adam over there. Hello?
Hey, I saw your ad on Craigslist about moving them TVs.
Yeah, I need some help with the TVs. That's right.
Okay.
You got to be in shape.
Yeah. I can handle it. I'm about 6'4", 200 pounds.
200 pounds?
Yes, sir.
You run a... Can I run?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in shape. Yeah, I go to the gym about 3 or 4 times a week, actually.
How much you bench?
185.
All right, you sound good.
All right. Where are you located?
I'm in Fairburn.
Fairburn, Georgia, correct?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. See these cities, they come from the Pepsi Center. They fell down.
Okay.
They work. Now you need to have enough power to run this thing. This is the main screen, and it's got 4 sides to it.
Okay.
That's right. My property. I got it in the settlement when they sold the naming rights to the Pepsi Center. I don't know if you remember the Pepsi Center.
No, not quite.
The Pepsi Center's closed.
Okay.
All right. Now
so
this
is actually like 4. It's one big box TV, pretty much.
It's a big cube.
So it's got a screen on every side.
Oh yeah, it says Pepsi on it and everything. It's programmable scoreboard.
Wow. Okay.
Picture,
and then what is that? Is that what we're moving?
No, that's for you.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't have a need for something like that. I need a regular TV.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Yeah, that you're willing to give away?
Well, I mean, why don't you want the big TV?
Because I wouldn't be able to fit anything like that inside of my house.
What kind of house you got? You don't have a house? You got an apartment?
No, I got a house. I don't need something that big. I'm looking for something kind of thin.
Uh-huh.
To kind of mount on the wall, kind of like a thin, like, flat screen.
Yeah.
To mount on the wall.
Maybe your house, you know, won't support the weight of this. Because your house is maybe on stilts or something like that. I don't know. Right?
No.
Is it on blocks?
No.
Were you gonna drive your house over here to pick it up?
Thought I could get him mad. He sounded like a winner there. He sounded like one of those motherfucker. You know, I was waiting for it. But he didn't go the anger route. He didn't let the dark side of the force take over his soul, Milkman. Good on him.
Oh, piss.
Oh, piss.
Oh. Did Rudy send in his call, or was it another Katie Gay call?
We played it. Didn't it get played at the break? I cued it to play while I was eating my sandwich and peeing at the same time. Look, when you ever eat and pee... Is it weird to eat and go to the bathroom at the same time in the morning? I don't think it's weird. Is there anything weird about having breakfast on the toilet?
They say if you burp and fart at the same time, that you pass out.
Yeah, hello, I'm looking for a TV.
You're looking for a TV, are you?
It's Nolan.
Hey, Nolan. What's up?
Yeah, do you have any of those, like, answering calls? Like, I call them back, and I got a good idea.
What do you want to call, a Craigslist call, or what was it now?
Like, the people who called in for the TV, like, respond to one of them?
Okay. Yeah, I got a whole ton of them, yeah, you want to call one, there it is.
Sure, I'll call any of them.
All right. I'm looking for it. Hang on. Here we go. All right, this guy called in. I don't have a name or nothing. He just texted back about the deal, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, here you go.
The new Reclude on the line. I'm telling you, this kid's got the juice, this Nolan.
Hello?
This is White Boy Night.
Hello?
Hello?
You put an ad on Craigslist advertising to help moving some televisions?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. Were you interested? Are you in shape? You could lift these TVs?
Yeah, I mean, you're in Atlanta, right?
Fairburn? Uh-huh. We haven't been here long. We just moved from Los Angeles. We need to get rid of these TVs.
Okay, when do you need to move them?
As soon as possible. We have a senator coming in to check out the place tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, I mean, I just need to...
Yeah, I can be there. Are you going to be there in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just get a piece of paper here.
You got your papers?
Yeah, what's the address?
Did I catch you at a bad time? I'm sorry if I caught you a bad time. I'll call you back, all right?
Okay. I can be there in the morning. Let me just...
Oh, wait.
How far south of Atlanta are you?
I know it's close. I don't even know. Are we south, technically? It's Fairburn. That's all I could tell you. We've only been here for 2 months. We've been doing nothing but move. I've been living in Embassy Suites this whole time. They've been doing alarm checks all night over here trying to get the alarm system working.
Okay.
I don't know if you know anything about that or not, but...
Unfortunately, I don't. I'm just trying to pull up a map. Tell you, I'll just plan on being there. You'll give me a call back and let me know what time you're planning on doing this.
That's where the things start here, because if you don't remind me, I don't have the ability. I'm very bad when it comes to reminding myself of things. You understand?
Okay.
I'm liable not to remember how to do it.
I'm not exactly...
Hang on.
Sure.
Alright, doing the fire alarm check over here right now. Again, despite the fact that I told them when we're on the phones, we're not supposed to have alarm system checks. Listen, get the address down. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did I catch it about time?
You didn't tell me in about time. Okay. And what time in the morning are you?
About 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m., yeah.
Sorry, I can't hear you with you.
About 8 a.m.
Okay. I will do my best to be there by 8 a.m.
All right, now listen, if you don't take these things, I don't know why my ass is in a sling. I mean, could you be here perhaps earlier than that? Maybe 5 a.m.?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, you can come here at 5 a.m., we'll get you some breakfast.
I'm not worried about that.
I got to make sure that you're in shape, too, because if you fall down the ladder, that we're going to put you on this ladder, if you fall down the ladder, then it's your problem, not me, and I'm not going to be responsible for people that fall down because they're not in shape. Overweight people.
I'm not overweight. I'm in good shape.
How much do you weigh?
I am 5'11", and I weigh about 200 pounds.
You stay in shape and everything?
I've been splitting wood lately.
You going to bring your papers with you?
What papers?
Your release papers.
I was looking for a piece of paper to write down the address. If you need someone bonded and insured, then that's a whole different story.
Hey, buddy. Listen, Charlie Church. I'm not looking for bonded and insured. This is under the table.
All right, no worries.
All right, we're going to take some pictures of you and everything, and it's going to be okay. We'll get you an access badge and everything. You come inside, and you move the TVs, and we take some pictures of the TVs.
Okay, what exactly is this going on here? I mean, what is the situation with these TVs? How high up in the air are they?
They're pretty high up. There's a four-sided TV. It's got four sides to it and a scoreboard on it. And then we got regular LCD TVs all across the walls. You could take like two or three of them.
And you have tools and what's going on? You're just giving these things away?
No, we're borrowing a ladder.
I'm just a little bit lost here. Right
no,
now.
we have tools here. We're borrowing the ladder, and then you're gonna come and you're gonna move all the things. You're gonna move them, send them up, and we're gonna take pictures of you doing it.
Okay, well, what's with the pictures?
It's just to prove that we moved it, you know. It's for the catalog and everything.
You get one and repeat.
You want some overalls or jeans? I'll take a picture of you in your jeans. Hello, sir?
I'm going to have to give you a call back here.
Will you wear a bandana in your back right pocket?
I'm going to have to give you a call back.
A red bandana for AIDS awareness.
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages.
Isn't there a whole code about the bandanas? A code about the bandanas with the gays? Like a yellow one means you're going to get pissed on? I don't know. There's a whole code. Pretty sure there is. I read that somewhere. There's a gay bandana code.
Call from Ken. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail.
Kenny!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, what do you say there, bro?
Oh, no, hold on. I want to do a prank.
Okay, you want to call back one of these LCD peoples, or you want to call England?
LCD people, they'll be fine.
All right, remember that. This is in Atlanta. We got an address we're using if you need that. Someone can give it to you in the chat. Let me know. I'll send it to you. Let me get back
over. Go ahead and send it to me.
All right, I'll do that. Let me go over to Google Voice. We'll see who the last person to call in was about the TVs.
All
right. In a second here to get set up. I hope this isn't the same person I just called. Let me look here. Placed. Okay, good. This is a different one. All right, this is someone that just texted back about moving the TVs. They're interested. They're the last person to call in regards to this. And I've got this address here for you. You are in the chat room as Ken, right?
Right.
Billy says there's two TV ads.
There's two of them.
One in Atlanta and one in Petaluma.
Petaluma. Also, Milkman said, no, this one here says Atlanta, the number of Milkman. I'm pretty sure it's Atlanta. 770 area code. That's one of two area codes there. Okay, Big Ken, don't go anywhere, bro. I'm going to get you through here to someone. Thank you, sir.
All right,
Big Ken on the line.
Thank you for the good catch. Milkman, you get a gold star, but I'm too far away to ding. So, ding. Okay, let's just let him piss himself. That's fun. Yeah, seriously, we do got to do some UK calls here. Wankers Country Store. That was a fun call.
Hi, you've reached Rhett Mobley with R&R Lawn Maintenance. Please leave your name, your telephone number.
Nobody there, Ken.
Yeah, what kind of show was that?
I don't know. Ken, we're going to defer and call England. I don't know if you've ever called England before. It was usually old people. I'm going to get a little kooky with them. It's always fun.
Wake up calls.
Give it a try. All right, good luck, Ken. Hang on, Ken's going to do a prank call here.
This call is 2 cents per minute.
I'm sending you the details for this call right now.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
What? Who are you?
Hello, is it Raymond Weston?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling and I would like to know, can you hear me well?
Well enough.
Well enough, that's fantastic. Can you tell me, I was wondering, I was reading the newspaper that you have the biggest cock of them all, is this something true that I read?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they were telling me you were the biggest bloke around.
No, I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't have the wrong number. This is 3 years before close, is that correct?
What?
Hello? Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I would like to know, are you a tosser?
No.
No.
Look, we're wasting our time. Goodbye.
Sir, that's not the report I heard. Sir, hello.
That was good. All right, I got another one coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Accent. I can't believe he pulled it off.
You can stay on the line.
The lady will come back in a second. Let me move over here, Sue. It is going to be... This is going to be Michael Reynolds we attempt next. Michael Reynolds is in Essex.
Essex.
Just a moment while we wait for the lady to come back.
Call and confirm numbers.
Okay, you there?
What are you talking about, Milkman? Is it roll? I guess that wasn't a Lonesome Loser confirmed number. It was a random number I just dialed. All right, ooh, we got Socko Subs. That sounds interesting. We could do that. Moving right along here, let's try to call Iris Peacock in England. We've done well today. We've actually called every number in order. Well, no, we missed three. Whoops. Never mind. We should call the place that we're sending people to for these TVs. Tell them I'm going to be dropping off some TVs. Yeah. Oz Pizza. Or OZ, I don't know.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I think I'm about to take a back pain killer and knock myself out, Milkmans.
Oh, hell.
I got one more sandwich space over there. I only ate half of it.
Oh, it must have been a McMasterson mash.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, good sir? I'm sorry to interrupt you, and hope I didn't wake you up.
Who?
Is Iris there? Did I get the right residence?
Hello, who's speaking?
Hi, this is Valente. I was looking for Iris. I was hoping I had the right number.
Can you speak slowly? I'm hard of hearing.
Okay.
Can you speak slowly?
Hi.
Iris.
Iris.
My wife.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes.
I would like
Who's speaking?
This is Valente.
Who?
Valente.
Valente?
Valente, and with the Toilet Administration.
Toilet Administration. What are you wanting, please?
Well... Your toilet papers are not in order. You've expired, and I understand you've been using the facilities, the toilets, without proper permits and papers.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
You don't have papers for your toilet.
The toilet?
Yeah, the papers for the toilet.
I've got nothing. I don't know anything what you're talking about. Really, I haven't the faintest idea.
You're not allowed to run the toilet without the proper permit.
Not allowed to run the toilet.
Well, to use the toilet. Do you not go to the toilet?
Where are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois? I'm where... I'm expecting a phone call from the hospital of my wife there in Nottingham.
You're expecting a phone call from your wife?
No, I'm expecting phone calls from Nottingham General Hospital telling me about my wife.
Oh, well, she's okay.
Well, what about the toilets? I don't know anything about toilets.
Well, she's in charge of the toilet papers, and you haven't been keeping up with the permit. So we're shutting off your toilet in your house.
She's coming home today.
Uh-huh. That's right, yes, but we're going to shut off your toilets here at 5 a.m.
Send out a toilet. We've got the commode. We've got toilets all over the place.
Yeah, but we're turning off all your toilets.
You're turning off from Illinois?
Well, it's outsourced to the call center here in Illinois, right? Like, we make the calls for the Royal Toilet Administration.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're going to bring her home in ambulance in 4 or 5 hours' time from Nottingham.
Yes.
I'm speaking from England.
I know. In about 12 minutes' time, we're going to be sending someone over there first to turn off your toilets, switch them off.
To turn off the toilet?
All of them. Any toilets you have there are going to be turned off.
Oh, all right, then. You do that.
You're not allowed to use the toilet.
Okay, then.
Do you have a can?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, you're running unauthorized. You don't have permission to use a toilet. You haven't paid the fees, and you haven't...
I don't have permission. We've got toilets in the house.
You don't have registered... You're not registered.
Registered?
You have to...
With your ordinary toilet.
You have to...
Fitted by our corporation. We've been in the house since 1948.
And you've been running them all this time without permission.
Oh, God. Yes, okay, then.
You need to register your toilet, please.
Living in a house since 1943. And the toilet's broken. The toilet's broken. The toilet's not registered. Holy crap. Whatever will they do? Well, it's not funny. I mean, the guy's got his wife is in the hospital. I can imagine if Athena was in the hospital and some fat Puerto Rican was calling me 5 a.m. talking about the toilet.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I was looking for some caskets that don't close. I just want them to remain open.
I'm confused. All of our caskets, the hinge locks open.
No, I don't want them like that. I want them to remain open.
We don't have any like that, sir.
You can do something to it. Well, who's the designer?
We're the importer, but we're not going to import a whole container of caskets for a special casket that won't close.
No, we'll just make one casket special.
We can't do that.
You can't take out the things out of the casket machine to make it not close?
No, sir, we can't do that.
Do you have any... Well, maybe you can't. Is there a man I could talk to that knows how to use tools?
Wow, okay. No, there's not.
That's the problem here, Missy.
Okay, if you're going to get sexist, I'll go ahead and hang up the phone.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been drinking a little bit, but seriously,
okay, well, then why don't you give us a call when you're sober? We do not have caskets that do not close.
Wait a minute.
All of our caskets have a hinge.
Wait a minute. Listen. I'm sober now. Okay?
Right. Okay?
Okay, listen. I have an explanation for you about what's going on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that when I die, they put a GPS in my casket and a trap door in the bottom so that when I die, I open up trap door in the bottom, I check my GPS, and I go straight down to the hell.
Okay.
So, can we put a trap door in the casket, or just bury it upside down and make it a trap door?
That would be completely up to you, sir. As far as our caskets go, our caskets are 100% sealed as far as the steel goes, and the woods do not have a steel. However, none of our caskets have a trap door, and they all do close.
Can we make flaws in the casket?
We cannot. You may.
Yeah, but if I do it, you're going to void the warranty on it. I'm not paying extra. If the casket breaks because I'm trying to fix it, because you're refusing to do things because you don't have any men that work there with tools.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now, sir. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
It's not my fault.
I love being sexist. I love it. Seriously, ladies, I love you. What the fuck?
I think those are my favorite calls.
Yeah, thanks, RC Boy, for sending us that. I'm glad I finally got to that one for you. Justin said a number also. Hang on. We've got like 5 minutes left to show.
Call from Ken. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Big Ken. Problem here, man.
Yeah, let's... No, you gotta call that lady back. I wanna ask her a few questions.
Ooh, the casket lady?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. I'll do that. Hang on. This might be the last call tonight. Give me a moment.
sounds good.
What an awesome, awesome adventure we've had here tonight, everybody.
Bryce.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, I have a couple questions about your caskets.
Okay.
Okay, can you tell me what they're made out of?
Which ones are you looking at?
I'm really looking for something in, like, an oak or something like that. I mean, can you give me a ballpark of what that would cost?
Are you on our website?
I'm not.
Okay. Are you looking for a solid oak or an oak veneer?
Really, I'm just looking for the best deal.
Okay, I have two solid oaks, one light, one dark. Both of them are $14.95.
Oh, man. Pretty good deal. Do you get any kind of a discount price if you get them, I don't want to sound too incestive, but before the person dies?
The only discount that you get is the free ground shipping.
Free ground shipping.
Ground shipping.
No, where is that being shipped from?
Dallas, Texas.
Texas, okay. No, and can you give me kind of a roundabout figure where, it's being shipped to Michigan or so? Can you give me kind of a figure where that's being?
Like, are you pre-planning or is there a viewing already set?
Well, no, it's pre-planning. I'm figuring probably about 30 or 40 days before this happens.
Okay, then you could definitely do the free ground shipping and then it would be free. It would just be
free,
the cost
okay.
of the casket. Can you hang on one second?
No, I sure can.
30 to 40 days. Okay, I don't think we can wait too long here.
Yeah.
You have to cut it off, Rums out of show. Hang on. All right, we got to wrap things up here, Cam. Thanks for calling back in. That was quite interesting. Next week,
we'll
do better. Hey, man, thanks for calling in, bro. You take it.
I'll be here next week. See
you. Hey, we'll be here, too. He had to hit a button just like that other white kid. Oh, what are people? Tuck his buttons all the time. Tuck's favorite prank call is you call people and hit buttons. All right, everybody. As I said before, we had a great show tonight. Bookman, take us out of here. 1 minute. Or less. Bookman. Bookman. Alright, so Bookman, you're going to take us out of here or you're just going to sit there?
I'd like to thank Nina, our official representative of Lancashire, England. Thank you so much for joining us. Our Tesco's pensioner, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Our good old buddy, Ted, artist extraordinaire, longtime listener, Baz, Billy Harrington. Thank you so much. Mikey129, MST3 Clay, the man with the ball, Pitch X Flatline X, RBCP. All you other new people out there, Jeff, and also Billy Merrick and Kiss Our White Bannock, because we don't like salami guitar playing. Also, I'd like to thank you, actually, our listeners, that's right. We do it for you every week. We drop the dime, we only ask that you give us the time. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy to our family here at the Madhouse next Tuesday, 9 p.m. right here, same bat channel, same bat time. Your Madhouse Bat Cave will be in action next Tuesday right here on the Cacti Network in conjunction with 98.6 The Mouth. And stay tuned for some exciting stylings from the Cacti Network. But what will we do without our fearless leader, everybody? That's right, our Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia, Carlito. Thank you so much, Hermanito.
Yes.
For allowing us to tickle everybody's earball fancies around this planet. Over to you, big guy.
All right, thank you, everybody. Lonesome Loser, sorry we didn't get to all your numbers, but we got to the majority of them. More than We've gotten to a lot less of them in the past. We called all UK numbers except for one. And we just forgot to do Socko subs. But hey, Oz Pizza also. Well, we use them as victims. Yeah, TuckerMike.com is Tucker Mike's website. Be sure to check that out. Tucker Mike Revolution, Revolutuck. Our site again, as I've said before, is MadhouseLive.com. Check out our forums and register for them. Post in there too if you wouldn't mind. We got two podcasts kicking around, the Madcast and the Prankcast. And there's a lot of other stuff to do there. Tune into the stream. Everyone listening on the Cacti Radio, stay tuned for RBCP. Everyone listen to Manhouse Radio. Go to cactiradio.com right now, I command you, bitch.